This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The District Attorney of New York County, Manhattan area, Alvin Bragg, accused Republicans of unlawful interference in his case against former President Donald Trump after his indictment this week. Reuters' Alex Cohen has more.
Republicans are crying foul after a Democratic District Attorney announced a criminal indictment of former President Donald Trump. Former Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at an event in Washington on Friday, echoed Trump's claims that the move by Manhattan prosecutor Alvin Bragg was politically motivated.
It's clear to the overwhelming majority of the American people that this is nothing short of a political prosecution.
Republican lawmakers who chair powerful congressional committees have vowed to investigate Bragg and demanded he hand over documents and other confidential material from the investigation. But Bragg hasn't backed down. In a letter to three House committee chairs Friday, Bragg's office called the demand for documents and testimony unprecedented and illegitimate and unlawful political interference in a New York criminal case.
That's Reuters' Alex Cohen reporting. Migrants demanded justice on Friday for at least 40 migrants killed in a blaze in a migrant detention center in the northern Mexican border city of Ciudad Juarez. Demonstrators marched through the streets of Ciudad Juarez with banners as they called on the Mexican government to implement migration policies that guarantee human rights. During the protest, participants intercepted the vehicle carrying Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who visited the city on Friday afternoon. At least 39 migrants from Central and South America died after a fire broke out late on Monday at a migrant detention center, apparently caused by a protest over deportations. From Washington, this is VOA News. A jury will decide whether Fox Corp defamed Dominion voting systems with false vote rigging claims aired by Fox News after the 2020 presidential election. This, according to a Delaware judge on Friday, dealing a setback to the media company that had sought to avoid a trial and the $1.6 billion lawsuit. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener has more.
A Delaware judge ruled on Friday that a jury will decide if Fox News defamed Dominion voting systems when it aired false claims of vote rigging in the 2020 election. The ruling is a setback for Fox, which had sought to avoid a trial in the $1.6 billion lawsuit, putting the high-profile case in the hands of a jury that will determine whether Fox acted with actual malice and whether Dominion suffered any damages. Dominion said it looked forward to the trial. In a statement, Fox said it will, quote, continue to fiercely advocate for the rights of free speech and a free press as we move into the next phase of these proceedings.
Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting. Tesla chief executive Elon Musk is making plans to visit China as early as April and is seeking a meeting with China's premier, Li Qiang. This is an exclusive from Reuters. Reuters' Lisa Bernard has more.
Elon Musk is heading back to China. Reuters has learned exclusively that the Tesla CEO is planning his first trip since the health crisis in the hopes of meeting with China's premier, Li Qiang. That's according to two people with knowledge of his plans, who added that Musk could travel as soon as April. China is Tesla's second largest market after the United States, and its Shanghai plant is the electric car maker's largest production hub.
That's Reuters' Lisa Bernard reporting. At least one person has died. 28 others are injured after the roof collapsed in a theater during a sold-out concert. This was the Apollo Theater in Belvidere, Illinois, as severe storms raced through the area on Friday evening. The Boone County Sheriff's Office confirmed multiple ambulances were called to the scene. Several people were seen being taken away on stretchers. The theater's marquee and facade crashed onto the street, littering the area with bricks and debris as first responders scrambled to help the wounded. Around 260 people were inside the theater to see a trio of heavy metal bands. Also Friday, a fierce tornado blasted through Little Rock, Arkansas, and neighboring towns, killing at least two people and injuring dozens of others. The University of Arkansas Center for Medical Sciences, the region's only medical trauma center, declared a level one mass casualty alert after the tornado struck the state's capital and most populous city. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.